550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
We have a multi-pronged approach to what is a very dynamic situation. We are addressing it across the Department of Homeland Security, across the federal government, with our state and local partners, and with our partners and allies south of our border.
It is the Martha Zoller Show, and look, that is Secretary Mayorkas, who continues to be tone deaf about the issue on the border. And I know that I got a message from D.A. King earlier today that there's still time to talk about passing a law to say we should enforce the laws. Well, I don't care whether a politician promised to do that or not, okay? I'm just telling you. What I say is that we shouldn't have to pass a law to say we're going to enforce the law. We should enforce the laws or change them. And that's a quote that I got from then Congressman Nathan Deal. We need to enforce the laws or change them. And anybody that can look at this illegal immigration situation in America and not see, one, it's drastically changed in the last 22 months, or in the last, how many months is it? 18 months. Two, that because of that change, that how we're approaching it is changing. But three, now every network is acknowledging that there are people coming across the border that are being bused to airports and being sent to cities all over the country. Now, I have been told multiple times they're not coming into Gainesville, but we don't know if they're not being flown into Atlanta and then coming into Gainesville. And again, these are people that are clearly coming here illegally. They do not have a visa, and they are waiting to go back for some kind of hearing to find out if they can stay. So they're not legal in any sense of the word. They're just waiting to be processed. And I know a lot of you cringe when you talk about legal or illegal. I mean no disrespect to any human being, but your status is legal or illegal. If I go to a foreign country on vacation, I have to have a passport to show that I'm a United States citizen. In some countries, I have to have a visa to get into that country. In other countries, I don't. But I have to follow the laws of that country to be able to go into that country. And it ought to be the same here. So to DA, who I consider to be a dear friend, who I've known for a very long time, I think this is how we have to approach this. And this isn't, I don't care if this is what Brian Kemp said or David Perdue or Donald Trump or Joe Biden. Here's what Martha Zoller says. We've got to, one, secure the border. If we've got to get back to where we know who's coming and where they're coming in, period. Number one, you got to secure the border. Then we have got to reduce the total number of green cards from about 1.1 million down to about 700,000. We need to, for on an annual basis, we need to take those 400,000 green cards every year and clear out the backlog of people who are waiting. We've got problems on the legal side and on the illegal side, but the beginning point of all of this is securing the border. And also, to your point, DA, holding up the laws of land and enforcing the laws that we have. We've got a lot to do over this, and we're going to keep talking about it right here on the Martha Zoller Show.
Zoller Show on AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
When our city on the hill is shining bright, others see it and they make their cities bright as well. That's why I'm running for the Senate. That's why I'll be the next senator for Pennsylvania. And that's what I promise we will bring.
It is the Martha Zoller Show, so we don't know still how that Pennsylvania primary went, but we know that people are going to vote in Georgia. You can join us on the phones at 770-535-2911. And D.A. King, how are you?
I'm fine, Martha. Thank you. I hope you are.
I'm doing great. So what's on your mind today?
Well, I listen to your show as often as possible here in Marietta, and I happen to be listening a little while ago when you mentioned a response to a tweet that I had made, and I wanted to kind of clarify what I was talking about and make it clear to people that when we talk about enforcement of the law as related to the governor's race, I was specifically referring to the very detailed, repeated promises that candidate for Governor Brian Kemp made in 2018 on what he would do here in Georgia. And my effort here shouldn't be confused respectfully with what's going on at the border when the governor, as a candidate, made very, again, specific promises about what he would do, and he's done none of them.
I'm glad you called because don't you think, because I think what has happened at the border, first of all, a few months into his governorship, a year into his governorship, we had COVID. And then that kind of upended everything. Then Biden got into office and the whole border situation blew up. So you don't believe that the crisis on the border has altered things to where somebody, you know, because when you ask the governor, because I've asked the governor every time he's come on about that, and he says, well, he lists off all these things he's done related to illegal immigration. So you, even though it was a specific promise, and I get that, okay, I get that, you don't think anything that's happened since changes the way you might approach it?
It should, with any logic, Martha, respectfully, it should redouble his efforts to at least make an effort to keep his promises about what he would do here in Georgia. Now, the governor didn't run, just give me a minute, he didn't run on promising to crack down on illegal employment, which is the main driver of illegal immigration. He said nothing about the E-Verify laws in the state that I have personally worked very hard on for 15 years not being enforced. But what he did say, he was all about criminal illegals, his words. There's laws on the books that I've worked with state legislators with for 15 years to get there that say very clearly that all jailers, this is just one example, are required to check immigration status using reasonable effort of all incoming prisoners and report illegals to the feds. You've got the Gwinnett County Sheriff on record the day he was sworn in, promising, swearing that he will never do what that law requires that I just mentioned. We don't have a governor now that has sent his attorney general to investigate the sheriff of Gwinnett County and similar in Cobb County, who ran on getting rid of enforcement cooperation with ICE, regardless of what the state law says. I can go on, but this isn't about the border. If we have more illegals, we should have more effort on from the executive branch here in the state of Georgia. And Brian Kemp is a failure on that because of the refusal to recognize or even honor and mention his 2018 promises. Those are my gripes.
No, and I hear you, and I have great respect for you. You know that. We don't agree on everything. I'm so frustrated in general because we continue to not be able to make any progress. I mean, one of the things that Senator Perdue did while he was senator when he introduced the RAISE Act, along with Senator Tom Cotton, that, you know, there's just so many problems with immigration and the policy, and the ICE is more concerned with fiancé visas than they are about the hundreds of thousands of people that are crossing the border every day. I mean, every month. So I agree. There's plenty of things we can talk about here, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to make your case.
I appreciate it. In case people forget, I put up the Governor Brian Kemp's as a candidate very first TV ad from 2018. I put it on my personal Facebook page. Most people are, I'm going to make it public so people can be reminded, but we shouldn't mix the context, and sometimes I think it's done intentionally. It's not the border. It's here in Georgia. Thank you, Martha.
I appreciate it, DA. Thank you very much. And look, I hear him, and I think DA is an honest arbiter of the issue that he has. I personally believe that this border situation becomes something that needs to be fixed before we can almost do anything else. But I will cede to DA that being sure the laws we already have on the books in Georgia are being enforced and there being penalties for people who do not enforce them should be there. And I got to look into what the sheriff's responsibility is. Like, does the state have some sort of, say-so over a sheriff that says he's not going to enforce certain laws? And is it like with the State Board of Education, for example, that if you have a state board, like the problems at DeKalb County right now, or WAF, the very extreme things in Clayton County a number of years ago where the board was taken over. Also, that happened at DeKalb County a number of years ago. Is there that kind of relationship? And I don't know the answer to that question. So I'm going to try to get the answer to that question to find out if there is a sheriff that says, hey, we're not going to do certain things. We're not going to do certain things. Can the state come in and make them enforce state law? I don't know. So I need to get the answer to that question. You can join us on the phones at 770-535-2911. There is lots more that we're going to be talking about. And we are going to be doing some closing arguments.